listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
And welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, Dell, Charlie Pulido making his debut here on ESPN 97.5 with us, anyway. You did Monday's show, and now us, you're going to do us at 10 o'clock every Wednesday. Male golfer, female golfer, or food? I'm not sure that you want to play in that game.
Maybe not the first time out.
No, I'm pretty sure once you hear it, you're going to say, nah, that's not me.
A lot of Korean barbecue jokes.
Actually, the whole thing is
an easy game.
It's based, yeah.
Tiger Woods.
I mean, I don't follow the LPGA, but about 80% of the tour is South Koreans.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Well, and that was the basis of it. I said, you know, I don't know. Is that, I can't even tell. But when I'm looking at the leaderboard, is that a male? I can't even tell. Is that a woman? Is that a male? Is it food? And so we started the game. So that, you know, sometimes. It's crazy.
Well, there are a lot of Wednesdays ahead, so.
Yeah, so we're going to do it at 10:30.
One up.
We're going to do it at 10:30. So you're coming over, and you're going to be on 1560 from 11 to 1 every day. Heads up against me and Sean.
An interesting dynamic. I guess I've decided that you guys are on 9 until 11. Everyone should listen undeterred. They'll have heard you for 2 hours. They can hear Sean 3 until 7 for 4 hours. So screw the in-between.
That's right.
Find that little station way down the AM side of the dial that has a much smaller studio and table.
Yeah.
Yes,
you
it does.
You got a green screen in there now. So
yes, it does.
There's a lot of equipment in there now. Yeah, have you seen it?
it's a storage room
it's
now?
It's a storage room and a radio station.
Nice.
And
well, you got a little station. Combination.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know you're in an efficient place, okay? Yeah.
Well, I've heard it's... The nice little, it straddles the line between mom and pop. I mean, it's a corporation here to make money and so forth, but a less corporate-y feel, and everyone plays nicely. And best of my knowledge, there's no one here that everybody hates.
Oh, I don't know.
Everybody.
No, because he doesn't know, because he's never here to catch the hate. I'm pointing at me. John.
Well, I know Dell hates me, but I'm not. I'm sure someone here likes me.
You're gonna lie. It's fun here, man. It is. It's different.
It's the best place I've worked.
I need to get a chair like yours that has wheels. Yeah. I like being
mobile. Yeah, you can get it in there.
I'm sure. As you mentioned, there corporations, you know, we don't have the budget for two really good chairs.
Two wheels.
A whole little engine that can.
Hey, don't even think about this one, pal. Okay? Don't even think about this one.
We've had fights over this chair stuff.
So, good stuff. And your show is a little bit different than anything we've done on 1560 in that you're really caller-driven. So that'll be interesting to see if that dynamic changes a little bit, because historically it wasn't a station that got, and even this station, really, I don't know about, you know, when we do stuff and give away stuff and whatnot, then plenty, it lights up plenty. But it's not an interactive show so much.
Well, fundamentally it's different when you're doing a one-man host show, and I did a co-hosted show for years before it evolved that way, and they hired me over there, and it became viable, and they decided, well, why pay another salary? So it just moved in that direction. And so more along the lines of doing a post-game call-in show where you have a focus of an obvious topic. The emotions are running hottest from the game that just happened. So that's something you have to adapt to, and doing it over 4 hours as opposed to an hour, hour and a half right after the game. But when you are solo, I'd like to think I'm at least marginally informed and entertaining, but I'm going to get sick of hearing myself doing 4 hours of monologue. Yeah. Nobody is that fascinating, especially people who think they are that fascinating.
Oh, that's the worst.
So naturally, to have callers as foils, as feedback, as the mixed viewpoint. Barry does stand up, right? Laminag. If he's doing stand up with literally no audience in the room, every joke is going to fall flat, funny or not. You know, if you're only going to laugh at your own material. You need some semblance of another voice in the room.
Yeah.
If I was doing the Gettysburg Address times whatever for 4 hours per day, or now 2 hours per day, that would grow stale. So, yes, I will be seeking quality calls.
Right, right.
And we're going to make sure
or any calls initially.
Yeah. I think it will, because I think the message is out there. I mean, you know, with social media, what we're doing with social media, and you know, being on here and Ken Culture Map.
Ken.
Yeah, you're familiar with it. By the way, who, honestly, who wins the majority of the time in your tennis matches?
Well, I don't say this to be hurtful, but it's not about majority. It's about unanimity of results.
It's unanimous.
Yeah. Well, he probably last beat me 3 years ago.
Dang, Hoffy. Oh.
Well, now it's like
I have a few years on him.
Yeah,
so you cross that line. And you were where recovery time becomes longer, and
you were a college tennis player.
No. I could have high probably school. Played small college. Four years varsity.
So, but that's unfair. First of all, because he's so unathletic, right? I mean, it's like I hate to say it, but I mean.
Well, he's aging gracelessly.
Right. Yeah. He's in,
but no, we used to have some knockdown dragouts. We would play pretty much year-round, and we'd go 2 hours, 45 minutes starting at 10 a.m. in July. And we thought we were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The only ones who thought we were pretty impressive.
Does he win any sets against you, or like how close is
he? Hasn't taken a set in a while. We played a tiebreak set a couple weeks back, but he's a keep-the-ball-in play guy, and when in doubt, he cheats.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's Hoffy.
I can see that.
So what have you done? Oh, sorry.
You don't have a replay machine that will show? No.
We do not. We'll look to the sky every once in a while, but that's just because we're idiots.
So what have you been up to in your time off, man?
Not a whole lot. How are the Astros doing this season?
They're depends. Up and down.
Yeah.
A lot of up. As I've been saying to pretty much anyone who asks, look, what we do, work blends with play as much as you can ask. It's my number one hobby, so it's not like because I've been hanging out that I haven't been paying attention. You know, maybe not quite with the same edge of intensity in terms of the numbers and day in, day out, and I've deliberately gone to fewer games, but I like going to the ballpark, so it's not like I was just going to stay away to stay away. So second year in a row, Luno got his butt kicked at the trade deadline, but that doesn't portend doom. The Dodgers are anything but a sure thing to win the National League, despite the fact they're obviously by far the best team in baseball. 3 out of 5, anybody can beat anybody else. 4 out of 7, same thing. But boy, Liriano sure looked good so far, hasn't he?
Well, so where are you? Are you pro player on this? I'm not thrilled. Although I can't blame them. It's what they think, and so I'm not going to crush them for saying what they think because. Most of us thought the same thing.
Era where blandness is the standard from so many athletes, of course, Keuchel coming out and saying it and then getting lit up his next couple of starts, practice what you're preaching. But I didn't. Inevitably, he's going to come across as whiny, and then Reddick with the follow up. But an honest, non-rip job opinion. He didn't come out and say, "What is Luno doing? Asleep at the wheel over there?" So I didn't mind them saying it, but you better tend to your own yard and deliver in your performance, or you're not going to look good on the
well.
Back
and end. He finally did the other day. So that was nice that Keuchel actually performed the other day as opposed to his previous three starts. But Jeff, you said he was he's been ineffectual at the trade deadline. This is the only knock against a guy who I think has been the best general manager in this city over the last. 4 or 5 years.
I think it's a horse race between he and Daryl Morey because the Astros strip down was so complete and the payroll down to $1.98 and you're picking top of the draft, very top of the draft, 3 years running and top of the round, every round years running, that all you could do was get better.
But you have to build an entire organization versus
five
guys.
You have to do the job. That's true.
Right.
But that the Rockets never went into the toilet because Les Alexander refused to go into tank mode. The Rockets have had – heck, they've had 3 losing seasons in 31 years, period, but none under Morey.
Well, I would call the 41-41 season –
that was an epic failure. I guess if you're going to run third in a three-horse race, Rick Smith's a mediocre third. We don't have anyone running any of the big three that you'd say he's just an incompetent boob.
No. No. I think and Rick, you look at his first round picks. He's done it. The rest of the draft not so much, but the first round picks. He's done a really nice job. That all said, Jeff Luno needs to pick it up at trade deadline.
He might be a rebuilding GM
as a player development guy. Yeah, I think he's acknowledged this. That sometimes you may fall in love with your own guys that you drafted and you trust in your personnel department. But the last leap is the toughest one to make from good to great. And, hey, with this tumble, you know, now they're on pace to only win 99-100 games. But it's tough. Something like 44 teams in the wild card era have won 100 games or more. a third of them even make the World Series.
Yeah.
Just because the way playoff baseball works.
Agree.
But if you at least don't make that one last aggressive move, there will be no shame. Whoever wins the wild card, let's say it's the Yankees or Angels, either of those teams could beat the Astros in a 3 out of 5 series. In the division series, it would be an upset. The Astros are clearly better than both of those teams. But the White Sox swept them last week. The worst team in baseball swept the best team in the league, at least, in a 3-game series. But it won't play well if they get dumped 3 out of 5 in the first round. But it certainly could happen, and the same thing could happen to the Dodgers in the National
League. It could, and it has happened to the Dodgers.
But the Dodgers went out and added Darvish
and
added two left-handers to their bullpen, whereas the Astros...
But it's something, it's about a confidence thing. It's about a feeling. You know, Sonny Gray has been, you know, disastrous for, done nothing, but they got something. They were like, oh my God, look what we did.
Right.
They care about it. We're all in this together, trying to pull together. And I think the clubhouse felt like, well, the front office apparently is not into this.
And there are certain things that we just will not know unless leaked. They should have been in on Quintana with the Cubs. I know they love Kyle Tucker. The Cubs gave up a better prospect than every ranking list that Eloy Jimenez that they traded. He's a better outfield prospect than Kyle Tucker is. If that was the deal breaker... That's a left-handed pitcher you have control for 3 years. You mentioned Sonny Gray. The Yankees gave up 3 legit prospects. So one of them's out this year for Tommy John surgery. Another in his big league debut blew out a knee. So 2 of the 3 guys that Oakland got there are non-factors well into next year.
Well, and I read it were 4-8-12, and their 4-8-12 prospects are not the Astros' 4-8-12 prospects either.
And Crane coming out and saying, boy, we had the deal for Zach Britton. And yes, Peter Angelos, the Orioles owner, can be a wingnut, but what exactly went down there? What did they offer there? And in the end, it's not how, it's if.
Did you?
And if turned out to be Francisco Liriano.
You know.
And they had to offload or demanded to offload Aoki's salary to take on Liriano.
You know, he did break that right here on this show.
He who?
Jim Crane.
Oh, the Britain.
The Britain.
Yeah. But we just.
He was here the day after the trade deadline, right? Sitting right in that seat. So.
And just a lot of energy, too.
Stop it. He's not that kind of guy. He's not going to come in here.
Like, man.
All right? And Ed Orgeron you.
Yeah.
He's not doing that. Well, okay? He's not doing that.
By that criterion, Drayton McClain, hands down, the best owner we've had in our eras here, right?
Mm.
Best baby kisser.
Oh, yeah.
Cheerleading.
Yeah. Well, by that criterion.
Yeah. Strictly by that
criterion. Yeah. Walks around in the concourse. And, oh, there's Drayton.
Yeah.
There's Drayton.
Les Alexander. And not for better or worse, just the nature of personalities. Les Alexander was never a life of the party type guy. Of course,
he had the best laugh.
No doubt. Of course, you had a better chance of getting an audience at the Vatican and getting Les to come on.
And
Bob McNair elegantly in the
middle. He's classy.
Very, very cordial.
He's classy. That's it. When you
but not quick
Bob
to
McNair,
tell a joke.
No, but when you say Bob, you have to say classy.
Southern gentleman elegance is how I've always
You have to
Bob
do a Barry Warner show next, or you still got one more segment?
I'm here to the bottom of the hour.
Okay, we're good. Okay, we have some questions on Twitter for you. So we'll address
Are you on Twitter?
Those.
Marginally.
That's one of the questions.
I'll do more of it over here.
Yeah.
There are reasons I didn't deal with it much over there.
You'll get more interaction on Twitter probably than anywhere. All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, John Raheel Dell, Charlie Palillo with us here, bottom of the hour. By the way, male golfer, female golfer, food will be at 10:30 now, 10:30 on Wednesdays right here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of questions for you, Charlie. Game of Thrones guy?
Started it probably about the third year, played catch up, and... was caught up through the end of last season. What are they, 4 episodes in so far this season? That'll be one when I get a slow couple of nights that I'll knock out 2-3 episodes per night. So no spoilers, please, for this season 7.
Season 7.
We talk about it. We try not to spoil. We don't care, though.
As long as they don't kill off Amelia Clark, I'm all right.
You're not going to like episode 2.
I said no spoilers.
Oh, my bad.
Oh.
Well, I thought you said spoilers.
Okay.
My bad.
Which of your former co-hosts do you hate the most?
Lance.
None of them.
I hate Lance the most.
You hate Lance the most?
I thought you were asking me of his co-hosts.
No, not yours.
I'm just about-
No, I was asking Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, he's not going to answer that. Come on, don't put him in that position. I'll answer for him.
Okay.
Which ones did you hate the most?
Which former co-host.
You just look at my eyebrows after you respond.
The hate? Did I hate? None of them. I love all my co-hosts.
Not yours.
No, Charlie.
Charlie's co-host. Yeah, which of Charlie's co-hosts do I hate the most?
Yeah.
Ah, hate's a strong word. Hate's a real strong word, but
pretty sure I know your answer.
Yeah, you know my answer. But anyway, I don't hate anyone. I don't hate anyone. But
it's
a very
strong word.
I would think that after years you would start to hate, but okay, I get it. What other questions?
I got one here for you. It's about Twitter. Are you going to start using Twitter more during your radio show?
Likely.
Yeah, I think you should.
It will not overtake the show.
No. But it's the new, you know, we used to get to send us an email or, right, fax. Remember back in the day when we got faxes, Charlie?
Text I remember line, the 14.4 AOL connection, where it was like watching a teletype. It seemed like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I still like the one-to-one directness of email as opposed to every reply being everywhere. And, yeah, you can direct message it and so forth, but... Yeah, so there will be more of that incorporated. That's an affirmative.
Yeah, but see, then with the phone call stuff, you don't get pictures of Rihanna attached. See, you can do that on Twitter where you get a picture of Rihanna.
That's last year Rihanna, though.
No, right? This is this year. This was at Carnival.
Photoshopped Rihanna, from what I understand, right?
She was at Carnival, and yeah, there were some angles. I think some angles were used, but that's last week. She's looking good again. So I'm going to take that as a yes.
You're going to wear that?
Yeah. You better have some. Better look good.
Where do you stand on Savage versus Watson?
Tom Savage is not, will never be a legitimate NFL starting quarterback. Hey, if he's the guy and I'm wrong, fine. When we're about opinions, you're going to be wrong. The problem is Bill O'Brien's opinions on quarterbacks so far have not been very good. And Billy Bluster has often been full of crap when telling the media, here's how we should cover, here's how he should react. Damning words until he's in at least an AFC championship game, when a couple of years ago, before the first preseason game, he lectured us all on how, Houston, you should have great respect and be proud of these guys. They were Brian Mallett and Brian Hoyer before the first preseason game. It's Deshaun Watson. After the Osweiler disaster, what they gave up to get him, and if O'Brien's offense is neurosurgery and so complex that you have to go with Tom Savage, who has played four games worth of football plus one season at Pitt in 6 years. Right? 2010, he played at, was it Rutgers? All his stops.
Rutgers, Arizona State.
2 years off.
Right.
Then he played the one season at Pitt, 3 years here. And oh, by the way, he's been injured each time. Right, he got to play at Indianapolis, bobbled the snap.
Well,
I will
disagree with you.
Ow, injured. Last year, injured 2015, hurt in the first preseason game. IR missed the whole year. Putting any eggs in the Savage basket, to me, preposterous. Get on with it with Deshaun Watson. Get through the growing pains, the OJT.
Right.
But they're scared of Jacksonville's defense and turnovers in the opener. And if they lose that game, and then they're looking at Kansas City and at New England. Oh!
Yeah, I disagree. You don't know what guys are and what they can be. Everybody had an idea what Rich Gannon was, and then he turned into an MVP. Al Brady had an idea what Alex Smith was, but he had seven different coordinators when he was in San Francisco. Turns out he's a pretty good quarterback. A quarterback position is awfully difficult. You don't know when a guy is going to progress. What I saw out of Tom Savage last year was a guy that was pretty poised in the pocket, that spins it pretty nice, makes quick decisions. He did get hurt, and he does get hurt. There's no question about that. But I don't this whole thing that you know who a guy is because he was a fourth rounder or what pedigree he had. Tom Brady was a sixth rounder, blah, blah, blah. Ben Roethlisberger went to Miami of Ohio. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a scholarship out of high school. Joe Flacco went to Delaware. Drew Brees had to leave the state and go to Purdue. Guy after guy after guy. We are wrong about quarterbacks all the time. Tom Savage can be a good quarterback. We just don't know.
He could be. You don't definitively know until there's the opportunity for a little bit of body of work. But the Texans know enough that they went and aggressively finally went after a guy. And Deshaun Watson, complimenting what you're saying, could be a complete bust.
Right.
Right. You don't know, but if it's red and black, red Savage is an NFL quarterback, black he's not. Put me on black. My guess is he's much more Brandon Whedon.
Isn't that what Savage
is? I hope Deshaun Watson is the guy. And if they don't get Dwayne Brown in here and their tackles are Chris Clark and Kendall Lamb, they better have a quarterback who can run.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All this will be void because you know Savage is going to get hurt.
Or make quick decisions. He's either got to run, and Deshaun showed he can make – we know Deshaun can make off-schedule plays.
Right.
If you're the guy, though, Tom Brady can work with a makeshift line. They just got rid of Logan Mankins. Who cares? But beat it because we got Tom Brady. You're going to make quick. Peyton Manning, he didn't have a good line. He made quick decisions. If Deshaun is going to take a little while to make some decisions, that could hurt him as well. Now, he could get out of a lot of stuff that no other guy can get out of because he's Deshaun Watson. He's got that athleticism. But I'm not so sure that waiting on a guy, I mean, you throw him to the wolves or you let him percolate and get ready to play at the NFL level.
The bullpen is warming up in the top of the first inning, at least for me, if it's Savage starting against Jacksonville. And I'm not saying if he throws a pick in the second quarter, you immediately hook him then if you've decided he's your starter. But the sooner the better for me with Deshaun Watson. And if he is not the guy firmly established by the end of the year, either Savage is a very pleasant surprise from my perspective, or both O'Brien and Smith. They're Supreme Court justices. They have their jobs for life. It certainly appears that way with Rick Smith. But if they're wrong about Deshaun Watson, ultimately, both O'Brien and Smith have to be fired. I mean, how O'Brien, many quarterbacks are you going to go through?
Yeah. O'Brien will take the
Rick will get an extension. All right, male golfer, female golfer, food next. 713-780-3776. Charlie, he begins on Monday on 1560, 11-1 every weekday. On 1560. So listen in, you Charlie fans. Great to have you over here. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
See you. Okay, male golfer, female golfer, food, 713-780-3776. Charlie, let me ask you a question as a preview. What is this, a male golfer? Is it a female golfer? Is it food?
Food.
Cheng Mei Chu.
Female golfer.
Thank you. Good night. Well done.
One for one.
See that?
Dude.
He's too smart for this game.
Yeah. That's my retirement from the game.
that's go out not, on top.
Not that
No, game. Not from the act game. No, no, it's not the game anymore.
I understand.
The game it's is SB Nation.
That's been retired a long time ago.
All right, fellas.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Charlie.
Charlie Palillo. I work with Charlie Epps on Saturdays. Charlie Palillo right here. And on 1560, Monday through Friday, 11-1.